Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met on Friday at the heavily fortified demilitarized zone between the countries for the first summit in more than 10 years. Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting.
The meeting is aimed at ending a conflict that goes all the way back to the war and easing tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. Kim stopped to sign a guestbook at the venue for the talks, writing, "A new history starts now." The leader recently surprised the world by announcing he was dismantling the country's only known nuclear test site. But there is still plenty of skepticism among experts. Some question whether Kim is ready to abandon the hard-earned nuclear arsenal his country has developed and defended for decades. North and South Korea are still technically at war because the Korean War ended in a truce, not in a peace treaty. Meanwhile, the United States is watching the summit with interest. President Donald Trump has his own meeting with Kim lined up in May or June. The White House says it's hopeful that the talks will help create peace and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula.
Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. UN investigators have uncovered 5 mass graves in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the scene of nearly 20 years of fierce ethnic fighting. Congolese officials say they have no knowledge of mass graves. Fighting over land use, politics, and more between herders and farmers erupted in eastern DRC in 1999. UN envoy for the Middle East peace process warns that Gaza Strip could erupt into conflict and urge de-escalation. Ongoing Palestinian protests are taking place in the lead-up to the 70th anniversary of Israel's creation when Palestinians were displaced. The UN says 35 have died in these protests. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says there has been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, but Washington is working with its European allies to see if there are ways to improve the pact. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford tells lawmakers the U.S. needs to be ready for all the problems Iran presents.
It's the nuclear threat, it's the missile threat, it's the cyber threat, it's the maritime threat, and it's the sponsorship of proxy. So at the end of the day, it'll be the president's decision as to what the framework is for dealing with all those challenges. My role is to try to highlight those challenges and to make sure that whatever decision is made addresses them as effectively as we can.
President Trump faces a May 12th deadline on whether or not to reimpose some of the economic sanctions that were lifted on Iran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development, part of that 2015 deal. U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal Special Counsel Robert Mueller investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Orrin Hatch is a Republican senator from the state of Utah.
Firing Mueller would cause a firestorm and bring the administration's agenda to a halt. It could even result in impeachment. I think we're right to convey a strong message to the president that he should not fire Robert Mueller.
While marking a strong show of support for Robert Mueller, who is under frequent attack by President Trump and some Republicans, the bill is unlikely to become law in the face of Republican opposition. Former director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Mike Pompeo has been sworn in as Secretary of State after a divided congressional vote to okay his nomination by President Trump. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
It was one of the slimmest margins in recent history for somebody nominated as the nation's top diplomat.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 42.
Since the Carter administration, every Secretary of State nominee had gotten at least 85 yes votes, except one, Rex Tillerson, whom Pompeo will replace. He is expected to guide the administration's foreign policy more to the right while facing a long list of pressing issues, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and the president's upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. Pompeo's jumping right in. He is expected at a NATO summit in Europe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a one-time friend in 2004, which could send him to prison for the rest of his life. In all, more than 60 women have accused Cosby of sexually assaulting them over several decades. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.